Welcome to The Sober Gay, a podcast about being sober in the LGBT community and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Gay, and yes, that is my real last name.
Hello, Dylan.
Hi, Aubrey.
That was so weird starting it off. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, living yeah. Cold.
It's really cold today. It's like zero.
I think it says it feels like negative something right now. And I'm like, yep.
Too much for me. I didn't leave the house today. Actually, I took the recycling out earlier and I was like, oh, and then came back in.
You said I need a jacket, sweatpants, socks, and everything just to take out the garbage here. All right.
I want to talk about that funny revelation I had about the crackling in earlier episodes.
Ooh.
It's been a little thing for me. I've been looking at new mics and trying to buy new mics for us because I was like, if you go back and listen to older episodes, there's crackling. And I've gotten feedback in the email before about it. And to address that, I was, you know, going to get new mics. And instead, I realized it's my beard on the popper. Not that kind of popper.
I mean, if your beard's on the popper too, very exciting.
But it's the little mic popper.
Yeah.
My mustache and beard. I was always just like up way too close on the microphone.
Rubbing up on it.
It was that the whole time. I thought it was a wire connection or something.
Sometimes all it takes is personal responsibility.
So if you hear an older episode's little crackle, crackle, pop, that is my beard saying hello.
Just know that that's what his beard sounds like. So anytime you hear that sound, Dylan's around.
Yes. I'm just creeping and about to say something. Tell me what's new with you.
What's new with me? Ooh,
because we're doing a little catch up right now because we haven't really caught up in a while and talked about what's going on in our lives.
Well, back in school, one more semester, full semester, going into the thick of it now, middle of the semester, which is nice.
Into the thick of it?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. The classes are interesting. There's a lot of good conversation going on, and yeah, that's pretty much my life right now. It's really consumed with understanding urban planning, geography, and all that. So if y'all have any questions, you know, let me know.
So you're just kind of going through school flow right now. What about your personal life?
Yeah, personal life, well, just living the dream, still dating. That's going really well.
Well, you're not dating.
Date. I mean, I guess I'm in a relationship.
Yeah,
date in a relationship, though?
Do you go on dates?
We haven't in a minute.
I just read you to Phil. I don't know.
I'm in a relationship.
When I hear like I'm dating, I think like I'm not dating either, but I would be.
Yes. Okay. So
I don't know.
I'm in a relationship and we are doing good.
Good.
I think that we are at this point in our relationship where it's just kind of like we do us, which I think that's what it was this whole time, but it really feels just more like it is what it is. I come home, we do our thing, I leave, I do our thing, and there's not really else much outside of that.
Yeah. So you're just kind of in your flow. Because how long has it been now?
Almost 2 years.
Wow.
May.
Is that your longest relationship?
No. Well, almost. Hilarious, actually. The last relationship that I was in also started in May. And ended right before we hit 2 years.
The same May.
No, it was 2 years after that. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I have a 2 year thing apparently. 2 years on, 2 years off. I'm still dating him, and I plan to date him after 2 years. So,
oh,
hopefully,
that's good.
Longest
yeah.
relationship. But yeah, outside of that, I feel like I was planning on going to France. I don't know how that's gonna go anymore. So, just I apparently can't get funding for school during the summer semester, and that just kind of throws a wrench into me not being able to pay $4,000.
Ew.
Yeah. So if y'all want to donate, I am going to be starting to GoFundMe soon.
Oh my gosh. I got my passport.
Yes, I know.
I'm so excited.
You need to book your first trip. Where are you going?
I don't know. I keep saying Greece because I want to go to Mykonos.
Yeah, Greece is great.
Please. My birthday's on Sunday. I'm gonna be 31.
How does that feel?
Feels cool. I like it.
First full year of 30.
Yeah, I've loved 30 so far. It's been really cool. I mean, I'm sober. I'm, you know, went into 30 already with a year of sobriety under my belt. So it was nice to be 30 and, you know, get into my groove and figure out who I am. It's a little weird being back at work. Even though I'm only working 3 days a week.
I guess it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, huh?
Yeah, so I only work 3 days a week. It's kind of I don't know. I still like find myself falling back into like angry bartending habits and just like it's so interesting. Yep. It's interesting to go through like shadow work and then go back to a place where you used to be when you were, you know, in a darker place and how quickly that can come back full force into your brain and you have that choice of what I want to do. And I will say sometimes when it's really busy, because Sunday nights is one of the busiest nights, sometimes when it's really busy, I do let it consume me and I'm just like, you know, walking around like, I'm so angry. And
part of the reason why I had to move from where I lived, because all of the places I was at, I could have just associated with all the bad things I did in my life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you have the moving on from it is very important. What sucks is the money was so good, so that's why I went back to doing it on the weekends, and it's nice quick cash in my pocket, you know what I mean? Like why not?
Yeah, I know, and I know cuz you talk about like I think it was like a few weeks ago I asked you like how it was going and you're like I am always on the verge of just giving up.
Yeah, because I just don't want to get myself to that point where I don't want to be, and mm-hmm. I took all that time to take care of myself and learn myself and get on medication and go to therapy. I took all that time to like get into a headspace where I could confront my problems head on and not with a coping. Here I am in this place where I'm at work and I'm really frustrated and I instantly just go back to like angry Dylan, you know, just mumbling to myself, mumbling, you know, fuck this is annoying, I want to quit, like this isn't worth it, like just right back to that. And it's just, it's a little like two steps forward, one step back in my brain a little bit, but.
No, that makes sense. I mean, let alone the airport is just a stress ball in and of itself. I mean, everyone that walks into that place is probably like seeping stress. So
yeah,
it can only imagine like being there and trying to like put yourself in this situation. And I know like because we used to go out, you know, after work and we would grab a drink at whatever I forget the name of the place now, but you would grab a drink there. I would sit and have a non-alcoholic. So like having that de-stressor after work, I'm sure you probably have that like associated of like, fuck, everyone's stressed. I'm stressed. I just want to go have a drink now. I don't know if that's what you actually think.
Well, it's not that, but it is interesting that when I work some of the night shifts and some of the coworkers will be like, hey, we're going to stop at the Westin after and go to Tom's Urban.
Westin, that's what it is. Yep.
And they're like, we're going to get a drink. Do you want to come by? And I'm like, you know, I just want to go home. And I don't drink. I would go for a non-alcoholic, but I just want to go home. I don't even want to, like, I don't need that. Like, I used to want to go straight to Tom's Urban if I had time before the train, you know? Like, but now it's just, like, I just want to go home. I don't even want to hang around.
Well, I think that's how I was when I feel like when I would come out every now and then. But for the most part, it was, like, I just want to get on the train, get home, and relax, like, the drinking is like the relaxation for a lot of people. So it's like, instead of me going and drinking, I just want to sit down and watch a TV fucking show.
That's so true you say that though, because like, that's so true. It's like, that used to be my relaxing point. That used to be my, you know, like wherever I could get my drink was my moment.
Yeah.
And it's totally not like that anymore. 2 years later, I'm here wanting to go home and getting with my cat. And
Woo! Do you want to talk about that, Dylan?
Yeah, I got another kitten. Okay, so my resident cat is 8 years old, Paris. And so after the death of my dog, London, back in June of last year, I think it's just, it was time to get her a friend. She's always just been very happy cat. So she just loves to love. And so she needed someone else here or something else here while I wasn't here. So I've been looking since December, and I've been waiting patiently for a seal point, you know, white cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I found I always just refresh like all the shelters in the area. Cause that's another thing. I wanted a seal point cat, but I'm not going to go to a breeder.
No,
I'm always a shelter adopter. And I'm just going to put it out there. The good energy that I already have this cat. Like I already just pictured like this cat walking around. And the one day I refreshed Dumb Friends League and there was not even a picture. And it just said white seal point kitten, 5 months old. And I was like, yep. I called. No, they were like, yeah, we opened at 10 o'clock. It was like 10:16. I was like, is Eugene there? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I'm coming. Went there. I like ran in. The last time I went to Dumb Friends League, there was like a 3-hour wait. And I like didn't want to do it. And I left. And this time I ran in. And I was like, how long is the wait? They're like, no one's waiting. No one's in line. And I was like, give me Eugene.
That one's mine.
I was like, I want Eugene.
Oh, I know how that is, though. Me and my partner, we found a cat at the shelter.
Yes. I don't think we even talked about
and
that.
And I don't know if I had, but we weren't originally going to get the one that we had.
Cucumber.
We have Cucumber. She was in our radar, and we actually thought about getting two at the time, but the one, it was such a cute little kitten. Oh my God. Eleanor Rigby was her name.
Oh.
Right. And she just was the sweetest thing. Literally within like 5 minutes, someone put an application on her.
Yeah. They go quick.
Yep.
The kittens go so fast. That's why I was like, this place opens at 10 a.m. It was 10:16. I called them. I was like, I'm getting there now.
Yep.
I was like, they didn't even have a picture of him yet. I was like, I want this cat. I just know it's the one I want. And then I went and they put me in a room and they brought in a little cat carrier, and I saw his face and I instantly started crying.
Yep.
And she was like, okay, he must be the one. And she like told me, she was like, you know, we found him with a bunch of other strays. We don't know where, like how long he was a stray. Obviously he's only 5 months old. He's very, very scared. You know, as of now I've had him 8 days and he's still just in his one little isolation room cause he's not ready to move on.
No.
And my Paris is ready to meet him. Little Eugene. I don't know if I said his name yet.
Eugene.
Yeah, little Eugene Jones.
I think it's so cute. Eugene and Paris.
Yeah, Paris Petunia and Eugene Jones.
Paris Petunia.
I got my little old people. yeah, so I'm really excited for him, though. It's really cute now that he, like, purrs and wants to sit on my lap when I'm in there with him. But the vet said he'll be ready to move on to the next room whenever he greets me when it's feeding time.
Yeah.
Instead of me having to kind of sit with him and then he comes to eat, you know, whenever I come with the food and he's greeting me, that's when it's like, okay, you're ready to move on to my bedroom now. So I'm just really
give
ready.
Him more space.
I'm really ready for that. Paris, when I got her, she bounced in pretty quick. And it's, you know, as you know, pet owners, you just have to realize it's just like every animal is different and he's not bouncing in as quick, and that's totally okay. I'm just being patient with him and letting him earn my trust.
Yeah.
And or no, the other way around. I'm trying to earn his trust. Wait, what? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, one, cats are really good at reading emotion. So, like, if you are scared, they're definitely going to be scared. Two, like, I mean, it takes them time to mark their territory. I feel like it's a little different than dogs, and they want everything to be theirs, but it takes time for them to like claim it, and they once they do, it is theirs.
Yeah.
You can't get away from it, so you got to build that trust with
them. For them to feel comfy in their area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's just kind of stuck in his one little room till he's comfy in there, and I have a camera in there, and I just can't stop watching him because he's so beautiful, and I just sit and like
You just want to be able to just have them roam around without any worry.
Yeah, I'm just so ready for them to be like happy-go-lucky. And it's cute though, because they eat on the same, like they eat right next to each other, because like they have that little cardboard separation there, and I cut holes in it so they could smell each other and see each other. And they eat right next to each other, and I'm just like, oh, you're so close. Like, we're so close.
You just need them to lay on each other now.
Oh, I'm going to absolutely melt when I see that. Like,
me too.
I'm already getting teary-eyed thinking about it.
Me too.
I know. I just want to see them, like, all. I just want to see him walk around. It's so cool because, like, I saw his feet and, like, legs for the first time finally, because he's finally walking around me as of today. So, like, this is, like, fresh off the press. Like,
you say, hey, welcome.
Like, I saw his little legs, and I was like, oh, my God, shut up. My thing is, I just want to know what his breed is, because I have been looking at all these YouTube videos on, like, seal points, because it's either Himalayan, Siamese, Burmese, or Ragdoll. And he has the features and all of the check marks of Ragdoll. And I'm so excited. But if he is a Ragdoll, they get to be like 20 to 26 pounds, because that's one of the biggest cats. And I'm just like, and they don't get to that size till 3 years. So I won't even know until he's 3 years old. I'm just like, but if he's like a mix, it could be his markings mean nothing.
Yep.
Like, because, you know, he's a stray. So I don't know if he's going to be a purebred. So it's like, I'm sure he's like a Burmese, Siamese, Ragdoll, like clusterfuck orgy of like, kitty
they
sex.
All got together and they said, we need to create one breed.
Yeah, and it's gonna be Eugene.
You, oh my gosh, yeah, he's, I can't wait till I can actually meet him.
And I know, and he's like, not afraid.
Yeah,
he stills like this morning. I get so mad when I trip and make a loud noise or something, because he hissed at me this morning. I was like, no, please, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to make that racket.
Like, excuse me, but I'm trying to sleep right now and you're making noise, Dad. So.
I know. I went to go pee in like the middle of the night or something, or this morning, and there's like a cardboard barrier and I tripped my toe over it.
Oh no.
And of course he's like, and I'm like, oh no, we've made so much progress. But you know how it is.
He'll be fine. A small little thing won't ruin it.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Your cat will be great.
Yeah.
Be able to get along.
This was your quick lesson in kitty sex. Wait, why did I just say that?
Kitty sex.
Well, we were talking about the cat orgy. I think that was just stuck on my brain. You're like, no, Dylan, you were talking about the cat orgy.
I mean, yeah, well, cat orgies happen, I'm assuming.
Well, it's been fun catching up.
Oh my God, is that it?
Yeah, is there anything else you want to get off your chest?
I don't know. I feel like I need to go through therapy right now. Talk to me. Ask me questions. Tell me.
Well, I asked you how your relationships, it's going good. Relationship is going good. Your
My
school's going good. Work?
Work's great.
This is like a little boring stuff.
I know.
There's nothing else going on.
I feel like I have nothing exciting going on in my life.
You're just a Scorpio. You don't want to open up about that stuff.
That's maybe.
The stuff that you don't even think about to talk about, because you just bury it instantly.
What? Yeah, sure. Something like that. No, yeah, I guess there's really nothing else going on in life, huh? It's such a boring...
That's okay though. Yeah. I don't classify that as boring. I just classify that as you're doing something, and it's just you're in the process of something. You know, school's not like, you don't want to talk about what you're doing in school because no one wants to listen usually. So it's like you're in a process of something that you're working on in your brain.
True.
Do you know what I mean? True. I love that. I respect that.
Well, I guess we'll end it. Oh, tell me.
I got a new tattoo yesterday.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why.
You have like 18 new tattoos.
I know.
So
I don't know why I pointed out this one. I'm just really excited about
Everyone, let's learn about Dylan's new tattoos really quick.
Nicole Smith. I got Anna Nicole Smith portrait.
It's cute.
I love her. My mom roasted it a little bit because it does look a little interesting on the top lip. But
I don't know too much about Anna Nicole Smith. I know of her, but I don't know
we could go on a whole topic about that, just because you know, if you want to talk about substance abuse and, you know, what can happen, her story in a nutshell, started from nothing, worked into a strip joint, met an older gentleman that she fell in love with, he supplied her with a bunch of money, he died, his family came after her, she got the money. She just wanted to take care of her children. She got pregnant. her son died the day, like 3 days after she gave birth. She was still in the hospital room. Her son died in the same room. Mm. And then a little bit after that, it was in the same year, she overdosed.
Mm.
So, boom, it was just like crazy.
She had a lot going on in life.
There was a lot of darkness, but all she wanted to do was always just like spread love and positivity and be sexy. And she was way before her time, and like her morals and values of like, but I always just thought she was so fun. Me, my mom was always so obsessed with her because she was just so, she didn't give a fuck what anyone thought. She just wanted to be, you know, fucked up and have the life of the party. And there, she just like, you know, there's a lot to her that I would just like, I've always, you know, thought was really cool and interesting. And it was just really dark the way everything went down.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know, she's my, my first portrait tattoo. I was like, I'm just going to Anna Nicole Smith. I always like her.
I always thought Britney would have been your first one, but.
I know. I can't be too predictable.
I feel like you got Britney's tattoo as well.
I have like 14 Britney-inspired tattoos. So I was like, I've done her. And I couldn't get a portrait of Britney because I would stare at it too much and be like, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. like Anna, like her top lip's not my favorite, but like, I'm just like, no one's even going to realize. They're going to think it's Marilyn Monroe anyway. And I'm going to say, you know, it's Anna Nicole Smith. And they're going to, oh, okay. It doesn't look anything like Marilyn. And then it'll just work out. Do you want to do the rapid fire questions? Can you do it?
Rapid fire questions.
Are you ready for the end of the episode? Rapid fire questions.
Sure.
You know what they are.
Oh, yeah.
What's
our
website?
Those questions. I thought you were going to ask me more questions.
You're getting too hyper. You're going to forget.
I'm ready.
No, I see your eyes. You're like a cat.
Let's go.
Aubrey, what's our website?
Our website is thesobergay.com.
What's our Instagram?
Our Instagram is at thesobergaypodcast.
Oh, I love it. What's our email?
And our email is at Oh, my God. I did this last time. But it's thesobergay@gmail.com.
Yes, it is.
I did pretty good.
People can support us at three different tiers. Do you know those price tiers?
I think the first tier is $1.
Well, 99 cents.
99 cents. Save that penny, y'all.
Yeah. Second tier.
Second tier is $5.
$3.99.
I'm not good at this.
And
tell
the
me
last
the tiers.
One is
$8.99. I can't read fingers, you all.
That's close enough. But until next time,
stay sober, girl.